This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I'm going to bed with humanitarian, actress, model, businesswoman, and fashion designer. It's the lady in white, Lisa Ray.
What's
Hi, gorgeous.
Up, girl? Hello.
And the other person I'm going to bed with is Emmy-winning actress, comedian, author, and half of the Two Funny Mamas podcast, my girl, Sherry Shepherd.
Hey.
Now, normally at this point, I say, what is your drink of choice? I know both of you don't drink. So what are you having? I'm having a rosé, by the way.
I am having a little clear water with blueberries to freshen it up and make it look cocktailish. I can take a little cock, but and a little tail. You know what I'm saying? So I got both. Tell me,
We've
I'm just
already
putting it out
started.
There.
You know, we've already
let me take a little sip then.
Please,
I need to
girl.
Be moist.
Take
I'm a little parched
sip.
Right now.
Tell me, why don't you drink? Has it always been your thing?
Well, no. I do. I'm an occasional social drinker. You know,
gotcha.
I'll babysit like one glass of champagne throughout the whole party.
Why don't you drink?
Because I'm a type 2 diabetic. I always like the sweet drinks, the amarettos, the sours, the, you know, Moscatos. And so, which is not good for me as a diabetic. So I have drank water for the last 9 years. Now, I will say I have a cup of water. I didn't think about putting blueberries in it. But Niecy Nash comes over all the time and she left a bottle of rosé at my house with strict instructions that nobody is to mess with this rosé, as if I have anybody at my house. So I have rosé with me, but it belongs to Niecy Nash.
Ladies, I'm going to jump into it. Have you ever dated a guy who has a tattoo?
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I think tattoos are par for the course. Like,
okay.
They got to have a tattoo.
Everybody got a tattoo now.
Have you ever dated a guy who had his ex's name on his body?
No.
Well, I think
have not.
No?
Probably his wife's name on him. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Okay. Now, I dated a thug, but he couldn't spell. So that probably was his ex's name. He probably spelled a name wrong. So yeah, I would say yeah.
If it was a face and you could see it when you guys were making love, that would bother me if someone had his ex's picture on his body. If it was close to his cock, I'd really have a problem with that.
Yeah. You know, if it was just a fuck, then, you know, I wouldn't really care. You know what I mean? But then as that thing progresses and we get into a real relationship and I realize that I'm going to be the one, but you got that one on you, that's not going to work for me. I don't want to look at her. You know what I mean?
I'm with what Lisa Ray said. If this is just booty call, I don't care who you got on your penis and arm or whatever, because you with me. But if now if it starts getting serious, oh, she got to go. I don't care how much pain you got to go through to get her scrubbed off. She got to go.
Do you want your name?
No, don't put my name on there because I might not stay with you.
Okay. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, two divorces have proved you don't want my name on your arm.
Yeah, I don't want my name on there either. What is it too soon to say I love you?
You know what? There's a thing of being in love and then loving you. Like, I could love you from the heart. I can love you like a sister. I can love you like the Bible say, love thy neighbor. You can love a person's spirit. So we normally throw that word around like we do friends.
Casually.
You know what I mean? So I always say I'm associate of many and friends of none kind of thing. You know what I mean? But, hey, I want to hear love all the time because love is a good word. You know what I mean? You cannot associate love with negativity.
You're dating a guy, it's been 2 weeks, and he's already said the L word. You don't have a problem with that, Lisa
Ray? But that happens to me all the time, you know?
Do tell. I feel like I can say I love you, but until I really mean... Because I feel like if somebody says I love you back, it's kind of rude to go, thank you, which is what I usually say.
That's what I say. I think Lisa Rae, you know, you talk about the agape love, and I think Garcelle's talking about the eros love, and I think you know, with a man, I'm not gonna say it first because I need to know you're in love with me. But if a man says to me, you know, I love you, and I'm like, oh, not now, I say thank you.
That's yeah, me too.
You're not gonna get
me
it
too.
Out of me.
No,
because if I don't feel it, I can't say it. Because 9 times out of 10, the way that they're gonna take it from us is going to be, oh, she loves me because she said she loved me. And it's almost like, oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. So it's almost like, well, then don't say it like that then. You know?
Yeah, I can say, I love this dick, but I don't love you. Don't get it confused.
Don't get it confused. We're all a certain age, right? And still fine as hell. Do you feel that you can fall in love quickly because now you know what you want? You know what you don't want, you know what you want, right? So if you say, oh my God, I love him already, do you think that's okay now because we know what we want, what to expect? We know when it's real?
I still think for me, even being the age that I am, I still think that's too soon. And I would tell my girlfriends if they came to me with all that BS, I'd be like, "You did you learn from the other ones? Like, I can fall in love with your mind, your independence, your spirit, you know, all of that. But I don't believe in that. I fall in love with him very quickly. I'm like, that's for when you're 19.
Yeah, I feel that way too. Because I think that because we are of age now, we absolutely know what we want. So it's going to take a minute for me to penetrate and to get that. Did I say penetrate?
Oh, you sure did.
Pun
Something's
intended.
Something's happening here. Let me take some water here.
We got it.
But I think because we know what we want, we're not trying to play around. It's like it takes a minute to get to that because you want him to unveil and see who he really is and see if this is something that can go far. So I'm not trying to throw that word around. I don't want you to throw it around because it's almost like, well, wait a minute. I need your history to speak for where you're going and where we're trying to go together, you know?
All right, so we're not
falling
for it.
And if you throw it around too fast, it makes me go, wait a minute, how many times have you fallen in love? How quickly?
That's right.
That makes me a little leery.
I feel like I've dated guys where within the first 2 months, they're like, they can see a future. They want to plan a wedding. And I'm like, whoa, is that's a sign for me. Is that a sign for you?
Oh, my God, you got pussy like sunshine, huh?
I guess I do. Okay.
Oh, I got diamonds.
Lisa Rae, you know. You are off.
Yay, yay.
Well, I guess mine is like the sunset. It take a little time. No, you can't be coming. You know, that I love you wanting to plan a wedding, then that would make me look at you and go, slow down, and maybe I need to walk backwards. Walk backwards real slow because I don't move fast like that.
I agree with you. I feel like guys, though, today are moving quicker than we are, than women are. Am I right? Or maybe it's the people I'm around.
I think everybody is. I think it's a millennial thing because everybody is also trying to secure the bag. So they're trying to get that six figure.
I think a lot of people also are in love with love.
With the idea of love.
With the idea of love. And they don't, you know, which is why weddings are such a $1 billion business.
Right.
Because everybody wants a fairy tale wedding. They want to come in a diamond gilded, you know, pumpkin.
Horse-drawn carriage. Yeah.
I went to a wedding and the girl came down in a cage. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
And they're divorced. But I think that I think people are in love with that ideal of the fairy tale.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Exactly. Because I actually said to someone, I said, I don't think you've fallen in love with me. I think you love the idea.
Absolutely.
Of being with me. All right, let's get to cheating. Who hasn't been cheated on? Everybody, right?
I think it's been very public with all of
all
us, right?
All three of us. We have all been in People magazine.
Okay. True.
Every single one of us.
Okay.
All right. So what are the subtle signs now, looking back, that you'd say? Is it he's paying more attention to his weight? He has more cash in his the Cash App. He has more cash in his wallet than normal. He's more critical of you. Like, what are the subtle signs you think now?
I would like to speak from experience, but, you know, I could not tell when mine was cheating because he was so nice in the beginning. So I would have said, oh, if there's just overboardly nice and you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? But he was that way all the time. He was very attentive, you know?
Yes.
And so I couldn't tell. I was just, I mean, it hit me like, what are you doing with this one over here in Ukraine? And somebody got a condo over here and you paying college for this one here over here. And what is happening here?
I always say I could have been on that episode of Snapped. You could have been on Snap too.
So could I.
We all could.
The majority of them start out nice, but I think when I saw my husband, he was always taking his camera with him. I was like, N-word, where you going with the camera?
Why
are you always taking? Because remember when I got cheated on, Garcelle, I found pictures of, he had taken pictures of them.
That's right.
So he was always taking his camera. He started drinking a little bit more, saying he was growing, and he started working out. And I was like, okay.
That's a sure sign.
But that camera was it, because I found pictures. I found a lot of pictures.
Right. What I realized is that mine, I had introduced Hollywood to him. I brought Hollywood to Turks and Caicos.
Yes, you did.
So we started having parties. And the more and bigger the parties were, the more people that I was able to invite, which were celebrity and friends and entertainers. Oh. And so what I was really actually realizing what I was doing is that I was bringing sand to the beach. I made it convenient for him to have the pick of the litter because there was, you know, I was bringing them there. And so that was, you know, it's already hurtful to be cheated on. But when you can almost feel a little guilt of like, well, maybe if I wouldn't have been so naive to bring them all here in front of his face. And it was like, girl, please.
No.
Get it together, you know?
That's right.
But that's why this one, if I get married a third time, everybody around me going to be ugly. So Lisa Ray and Garcelle, y'all will not be invited to my house.
Because I'm not going to make it easy. Because I got to drink champagne.
I
got to
be there. Listen, I was at the first one. I wasn't at the second one. I got to be at the third one.
Right.
Well, y'all going to have to tone down the beauty.
I don't know how we're going to be able to do that. Okay. I'm sorry, you know?
Well, would you ever hire a hot housekeeper, babysitter?
No, of course not. You don't even have to ask that question, girl.
I'm not going to make it easy for you by having somebody who looks good. No. Because you hear so many stories of people getting with the nannies or the assistants. Mm-hmm. If you come in, you're going to look like Chewbacca. Because it's not. If he going to go for you, he's going to go through a lot of hair.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. But you know what? They don't care now. They don't care
it doesn't even matter. No, it's just pussy.
It's more about how much they are subservient to them.
Right.
It's more like, well, my wife doesn't do this, and so I'm going to get that from you over here. And then it becomes more convenient to have that, and then they start really catching feelings for real and having babies by them and adopting their kids, and it's just crazy.
It's crazy.
I want all my girlfriends to still go, ooh, that bitch is ugly. You look way better than her. I still need to feel that
from
y'all.
Now, let me ask you. So if you had to hire a pool man, a handyman, would he be hot?
Girl, yes.
Yeah, my pool boy.
I always had a fantasy about
nice.
A pool boy. Really?
Yes, he was. He was young, and I'm not into young men. But he was young. He had a nice little body, and I could tell he had a little crush on me or whatever, you know?
Of course
and
he
so,
did.
Every now and then, we go dive for conch, and then I'll be like, you go down there and you get him, whatever. And he dive all off, and I just be like, get your mind right, girl. Get your mind right. You know what I mean? But I never thought that I would. But it was really nice to look at.
Oh, let me tell you something. My pool guy looks like a Latin August Alsina, and I accidentally walked through the house with no clothes on. I accidentally.
Oh, you accidentally did that?
Really?
Well, you know, I said it, and that's some story I'm sticking to. But shoot, I was like, please look up. He never did, but you know. Well,
oh, he never got a chance.
Story I'm sticking to. Neither here nor there. He didn't
look up. I already got a couple reasons to come on over to your house, see?
Right? Rosé and the pool boy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on that the three of us are single?
I know.
You know,
I'm almost embarrassed to say it. Because people are like, you single?
Oh, and I hate when people do that.
No, I ordered my toy from Candy and I just doubled up on the batteries. I don't even fantasize about a man when I have an orgasm. It's just I ride the wave of the orgasm. There's not even a man when I...
Oh, that sounds terrible, Sherry.
No, no, it's good because it's all about me. I don't even picture a man. I don't... But the first time I had sex... When I lost my virginity, he was Puerto Rican with green eyes and he climbed up a tree and I just laid there. It hurt so bad. I got diarrhea the next day. It hurt so bad. I don't know what he did to
me. That was the wrong hole then.
That I don't...
That's what that was.
And I didn't even know.
Right. See, see how naive your ass was?
Okay.
And my ass is still naive. Look, we don't do that.
Ass, okay?
But now I, as I'm older, I know what I want. I know what I like, and I know what I like to do. So it's so much better. And I know now to take my time to get my thing because I'm going to give you your thing.
Okay. Are you free enough to say what you want to him in the moment?
Absolutely.
Yes, Sherry.
But you know what? Yes. I don't like nasty talk. Like, you can't be calling me bitches and hoes.
Oh,
like,
I know. No, like, oh, I can't believe you don't like that. I love that.
No, no. You better call me baby.
I don't
See, I don't want baby. I don't want beautiful. I want that rough thug, you know.
I mean, you can choke me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But all that, you know, like, you like it slutty. You a slut. It's like, yeah. hold on. That's almost like when you do this. It's like, hey, wait a minute. I can go down by myself. I don't need your hand to help push my head down. I got this, you know, kind of thing. I don't want all that.
I don't like the bitch. I don't like the hoe. I'll be, really? You know, I want you to call me baby, but I do want you to get nasty with. I want you to say, your pussy feels so good. It's so wet. This dick. And I could go with the best. One time.
Oh my God.
I think I'm wet. I was so nasty. There you go. I'll get you wet. I was so nasty. He was like, shut the fuck up. You nastier than me.
No, he was like, you nasty bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly, Lisa Ray.
I was like, this dick so big?
Girl, you making me shine. You making me shine. I thought this could have been a hot flash, but I know what this is now.
It's Sherry. It's Sherry.
A storytelling ass.
Oh, my God. Okay. Where?
Lisa Ray.
No, for real.
Lisa Ray, I know you have an amazing mattress company, right?
I do.
Besides the mattress, where else do you do it? Or is it all about being on the mattress?
The question is, where would you not do it? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the Mile High Club and the bathroom and the restaurant at the theater.
What?
Real nice. You know, at the club, I got down there. Oh,
you got down at the club?
How do you do it on a plane? I want to know.
Well, remember now, I used to be the first lady of Turks and Caicos Island, so I had my own plane. So that was where I was mile high-ing it at.
Oh, see, I'm you on know. Points, so okay. That don't work for me.
It was my husband then. We did it in the, you know, club. I had that skirt on, you know, just hiked that up, sat on that lap, and just was doing the hula hoop to the music. Like, hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Okay. Oh, damn. That's the way we need to do it. I'm doing it on American Airlines. She's doing it on a private plane.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that terrifies me of getting caught. So I don't enjoy that. That's so cool.
I like that. There's a little danger to it.
I like that too. I like that too.
A little danger to being caught up. All right, tell me, who would you really want in your life? And you don't have to say the name, but describe this person that you would want.
Oh, I can tell you right now.
Okay.
Will Smith.
Oh, girl. Interesting. You can't pick him.
Why come my game?
Because he's married.
We can have an entanglement.
Lisa Ray, you so Chicago. Why come my game?
Okay, right. No, you said what type. I'm saying a Will Smith type.
Okay,
you know, like, he's so charming. He's rich. He's poetic. He's a philanthropist. He's a humanitarian. He's a great dad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Them kids is kind of.
Okay, Sherry, I'm just going to go to you so we can stop this train.
I love Lisa Ray. You know, y'all would have to help me because I want somebody who has a great sense of humor, who can take my sense of humor. But he got to have a little thug in him. Like, I want to walk down the street. And I want somebody to be afraid to be at a party grabbing his balls.
I know
I'm talking
going.
About Terry Crews. So I need to know that you can handle a situation if a situation arises. I don't know who that is in Hollywood.
I don't know if Hollywood is going to give us what we want, because I feel like Hollywood wants a certain thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know if a dentist is going to give it to me either, but, you know.
I don't know. I mean, for me, I feel like I want a guy who obviously is doing well, a guy who can take care of himself, has his own life. I don't want to give another guy a life.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Give him a life. Yes.
You have your own life, I have my own life, and then we come together and we just groove. That's what I want.
Yeah, match the hustle.
Yeah.
I'd like to be your cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I'd also like you to be king in your territory.
Yes.
And you know, you're not trying to come over into my territory, being my manager, you know, talking to my agents, you know, you slipping them your headshot. I can't do it anymore.
Well, here it is, ladies. This is what it is. It's being evenly yoked. That's what the Bible says. That's
why
what it
you
really
gotta bring
is.
In the Bible
it.
After I just talked nasty about riding a man.
I know. I just had
you
to
need Jesus.
That on in there. Right.
And
you know what I mean?
You need Jesus.
Yeah, I do.
All right. So it's third time the charm for us. I'm so independent that I have to really make an effort to let a guy in. But at the same time, I want to be a girl in the relationship. I don't want to be the guy anymore.
I feel you, Garcelle, because I feel like on the one hand, I've been the boss so long. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to let it go, but I'm getting on my nerves being the boss because I'm bossy. And I feel like there's a part of me that is so soft and tender.
Yes.
And I want this man to experience it. And I want us to be able, but I want to be able to say, if I want to go to Greece, because like y'all, all three of us, we can go to Greece if we wanted to go.
Right.
But I want to be able to say to a guy, let's go to Greece. And he has no problem going, I'm going to get the tickets.
Yeah.
So, but I want to be able to like lay down all the boss stuff and go, babe, I'm here. Like my voice just softens.
That's what I'm struggling with now. I feel like obviously we all can take care of ourselves, but being soft enough that it's okay to let a guy do it and let him, I feel like they haven't seen that softness. A friend of mine who's a mom said, do you think Black women are so strong with their sons that Black men tend to go with another race because they're not getting that?
Oh my gosh.
I was freaked out for 2 days after hearing that conversation because I thought, holy shit. Now then I started being too nice to my boys. They were like, what's happening?
My son said to me, I got a mentor for him. Mm-hmm. And I am hard on my son. I think Black women, we are hard on our sons because we know that there's a cruel world out there and we're trying our damnedest, especially for single moms, to prepare you for a world that will not love you. So we tend to be hard. But he told his mentor, he said, my mom is always so hard on me. Like we go to a restaurant and she wants to get on me and attack me. And sometimes I just want to have fun with my mom.
Oh.
And it made me.
That.
I did, but Lisa Ray, it doesn't change all of the stuff that I'm trying to prepare. And I got a small window. Like Garcelle, our kids are the same age. We don't have a large window for the preparation. And I know that I'm hard on him, but I just want him to be able to get out there and go, my mom told me this, because my son has already told me he likes white girls because they're softer. He says, like, there's a little Black girl in his school that goes, he says, mommy, she always moves her neck. And she says, my name not Camellia. And he hates when I move my neck. He's already said, I like. And so in our being tough on them, does it drive them to women of other races?
But what y'all have to do now is find balance because you heard your baby.
Yes.
He doesn't need every time you guys go out that there's a hard time. You got to balance that act out.
Well, that's the balance in everything, right? I think it's the balance in being strong, independent women that we want to wear the pants in the relationship. And also sweet and loving as a mom, but strong. And that balance sometimes can be tricky. Oh. Sometimes I go to bed and I cry because I'm like, I didn't handle right. I could have been softer. I could have been more compassionate. And of course, there are times I go to bed and I go, I did a great job today.
That's just menopause, girl.
All right, let's get into the nightcap. I'm going to ask you questions and you tell me which one jives with you, okay?
Okay.
So on a plane or on a yacht?
On a yacht.
On a yacht. Yacht. On a
yes. Yacht. Bite or kiss?
Both.
Both.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes, both.
I'd say a kiss.
Yes.
Fast fuck, slow sex.
Slow, but fast before I got to go to work.
Damn. Why does it got to be a quickie?
Because it's a balance. No.
I say fast. Mm. That means we can do it again later. Suck nipples or suck toes?
Nipples.
Nipples. My nipples are really sensitive.
Are they?
Yeah, I could come. You sucking on my nipples.
Thanks, Sherry, for just letting us know.
I'm just letting you know.
Rosé, her nipples, and what was the other thing?
The pool guy.
The pool guy, exactly.
Don't
okay.
forget that clitoris.
Okay.
Why you gotta yell it?
Because I usually gotta say it. Don't forget that clitoris. I know what I want.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Lift up or bend over?
Ooh.
Bend over for me.
I'm a little old in my head. I start, you know, my equilibrium is not the same like it used to be.
I can't with this girl. I can't with
either.
This lady.
I can't.
I don't want to fall out. So you can lift me up. You know what I mean?
I'm going to lift up because I need to see everything on you. Your muscles, your body. Lift me up. Yeah.
Ooh, bend me over. All right.
Girl.
Watch or be watched?
Both.
Both for me. Both.
I think both.
We agree. Oral or anal?
Oral.
Well, I told you I got diarrhea, so I'm going to do oral.
Would any woman say anal?
No, a white woman?
No. A white
Yeah, no, we won't admit anal. Garcelle, ain't no black woman going to admit it. My grandmother still be listening.
Ladies, this is my favorite part of the show when we say who we want to go to bed with. Who's made you smile? Who do you want to highlight? Who's inspired you this week? Sherry?
Bubba Wallace. He made me smile. As a matter of fact, I'm getting all the girlfriends. I'm going to send out an invite as soon as we can go and watch him race.
I would like us all to fly through
because we gonna tear down all of the black women coming to support Bubba.
That's right. I would love that. Lisa yeah, Ray, like that. Who would you like to go to bed with?
Will Smith.
Girl.
Oh gosh, he's so silly.
Okay, say why.
He was my boss. He is charming. He is cool, but because really. He has touched my life. Oh. Him and Jada has touched my life in such a way. I guess I'd be in bed with both of them then, huh?
Okay, it's a threesome. It's a threesome.
On the Sleep Black mattress by Lisa Ray, you know?
Yes.
But when I think about wanting to, who I want to be in bed with, it's my husband. And I know that I'm not married yet, but this is a faith woman talking right here. You know what I mean? I want to turn over and let him hold me. Put his arms around me and tell me that everything is going to be okay. And I've been thinking about that this week. So that's who I want to go bed with my
husband.
Yes,
I love that. I love that all day long. Now I want to change mine, but I'm not.
My answer was good. Ding, ding, ding.
That was good, Lisa.
You win the Sue B. Honey.
Okay. Send that damn bottle of champagne over here, Jerry.
All right. The person I want to go to bed with tonight is Trevor Noah. I think Trevor Noah uses his platform. He tells it like it is. He's kept Breonna Taylor's name out there.
Yes.
He's easy on the eyes and the accent.
I love. Now, y'all already know I'm a sucker for an accent.
Okay, me too. Yeah, that accent would get me wet. So I want to go to bed with Trevor Noah.
I'm with you.
Sherry, please tell me where everybody can find you.
You can go to a podcast of Kim Whitley and I. It's Two Funny Mamas. We're on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform.
Lisa Ray, where can people follow you and what do you want them to know?
My platform across my social media is The Real L Ray One. I have this amazing furniture and mattress line from LR Home Styles called Sleep Black Mattress.
Yes.
And Sleep Black is a play on words right now. You know what I mean? Because for hundreds of years, we've been sleeping on white mattresses. But now we have a choice. Sleep Black by Lisa Ray.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
How do I go? Where's the website I go to?
Sleepblack.com.
Perfect.
Nice. I love you guys. Thank you. Stay blessed. Keep shining, ladies. Keep shining and supporting one another. I love you right back. Right back. Bye. Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.